are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Welcome to Serious Growth Podcast, where the truth is told. On today's show, we have Maria Alexandra. Maria, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
Yes. Hey, I told you at the top of the show, I thought you were Italian, but you're actually from Romania.
Yeah, I'm from Romania. I'm living in Italy.
Why did you move to Italy? I mean, I love Italy because I've been there, but why did you move to Italy?
I love Italy too. Yeah. This is the reason. Yeah, I want to make the changes in my life. And I chose Italy. Yeah.
Did you know anybody there or did you just move?
I had no one. I chose to come here and start a new life.
Unbelievable. That's pretty courageous, I think.
Yeah. The same thing I did also with America when I came for the first time in 2018. I came alone. I was alone. I was like, I have to do this. I didn't know nobody there. And I like this kind of life. I like living my life. I like living my life and I have goals and I like chasing goals always.
I can relate to you. I went 2 years ago, I guess, I went to Italy by myself and I just really enjoy doing stuff like that. It's an adventure.
Yeah, yes, it's an adventure, and I like adventures. I do this these things often. I did because now I'm locked down since 8th March. I took a break, but I can't wait to start my adventure.
Okay, sounds good. Nice. Are you staying safe from this coronavirus? Italy got hit pretty bad, huh?
Yeah. It's a strange situation here. I'm staying safe. I'm locked down since 8 March, but I'm doing well.
Are you able to train while you're during this time, or do you have to stay inside?
No. I'm training every day. I do my workout every day, every morning. I work with the girls and the guys that I'm a personal trainer, and I work with them on internet. I don't have the weights that I need, but I can do nothing. I have to train with what I have.
Yeah, so the gyms aren't open then, right, in Italy?
No. It's all closed. Since 8 March, 9 March, like this.
Yeah,
but it's normal.
Yeah. Did they say when it was going to open up again?
No, we think that 18th April, they will open, but slowly.
Yeah.
They were open slowly, all the activities, the storms here.
Yeah.
We got to be patient with this.
Yeah. The same way here. Everything's been closed down. I have a personal training studio, so I've been able to stay open, but all the gyms around the area are all closed for right now.
Yeah.
So you said
now.
Go ahead.
Tell me.
We have a delay, so no, we have a little bit of a delay. Go ahead.
I wanted to say that what happens now in America and all over the world, it happened here in Italy 2 weeks ago.
Right. No, I've been watching it.
We did these steps. Yeah.
Yeah, I've been watching it. So you said you are a personal trainer. Do you do that full time, or do you work something else?
No. Only this. I'm only a personal trainer. Yeah.
And you do it all online.
Yeah, we moved online because this is the situation. It's hard.
So how many clients do you have?
I have kind of four a day, per day.
Per day?
Like this. Yeah.
And are they athletes, or do you work with just normal people?
No, normal people. People, because it's difficult to find the real motivation in a person.
Yeah. Most people don't want to. Yeah, they don't have that. Take it all the way to the end there. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So when you were when you were in Romania, were you already training? When you were in Romania?
No. I started training here in Italy. I studied here in Italy, and I did all the things that I'm doing now. I started here in Italy. This is my new life.
Okay.
Here.
And how did you learn how to train?
I was at school in Italian Federation of Fitness. I studied, and four years ago.
Okay.
I started.
And then did somebody that you meet tell you that you should compete, or did you just decide this on your own?
No, I decided on my own. I was like exciting about the girls, the bikini girls. I was like, I want to do this.
Yeah.
I want to try this. I didn't knew first the steps that I had to make to arrive on the stage. I didn't knew that it's so difficult. But when I started, I said, let's do this. And about 3 years, I'm always doing this. I like it.
Did you have a coach that helped you when you first started, put you on stage?
Yeah, I searched my coach. It's Michael Addis. I don't know if you know him, Mr. Peak. I searched him. I found him. And we start training. And here I am. Look, this is the wall of Marco Addis. I can say this because, I'm his product.
Okay. So obviously he's in the same part of Italy as you are.
Yeah.
Are you near Rome?
No. We are in Sardinia, on the island.
Is that the on the northern end of Italy, southern? Which part of Italy
south.
Is that in?
South. In the south. Yeah.
Okay. So now, after you started training, which category did you originally start?
Figure, physique, bikini, and sport model. I know. Now you are asking me why these categories, because they are different.
Yeah.
The fact is that I work out my body. And I like posing. I like the posing a lot. And this is the reason that I choose to do all the categories. I enjoy being on the stage. I have fun. And I say that, why not? Let's try each category. Let's see how it will be. Yeah. Until now, I did 4 or 5 categories always. Each competition, because I told you it, I'm having fun on the stage.
Well, it's important that you do have fun. That's for sure. I can tell that you have fun. I can tell by your personality. okay, which category do you have? One category that you like more than the others?
Yeah, I like sport model. I like a lot. And then it's that category is swimsuit beauties. Angels, I like because it's all about the creativity. Uh-huh. I can do my movements. I'm feeling more free. I like all the categories, but these ones are for me. I feel this. It's kind of freedom.
Now, is there as far as posing is concerned, which category do you have to pose more in? Because I don't think that every category you have to pose, correct?
No, every category you have to pose.
Oh, you do? So which one do you have to do the most posing? Is it the physique?
It's the physique, yeah. I tried physique at my first competition, but it's tough. That one is not for me. In fact, okay. I did it one time and I say not. I try it, but I don't feel that category. And yes, it's a difficult posing. At physique.
Yeah. Hard that's the one that doesn't have. Yeah. It's from what I've seen, because when I was competing, we didn't have all these categories like they do now with the women. And it was just only women's bodybuilding. So we always had to pose for about a minute and a half. And it was it was kind of difficult, but I noticed that with the bikinis, it's different kind of posing.
Yeah, it's different. All the categories are different. Posing, yeah. Attitude, streets.
So how many days a week do you train currently?
Every day.
Every day. Okay. Yeah. And when you were getting ready for a competition, still training every day?
Yeah, I have also 2 workouts per day. Happens.
Really?
Yeah. But I like it. I enjoy it. I think I like more the process that the competition. You know what I mean. Yeah, I enjoy
it. I didn't know. Yeah. Because the competition really, the competition compared to all the training that you do is over in no time. It's like all that work that you do is over and, you know, depending on, I mean, you do several categories, but you maybe have what, 10, 15 minutes on the stage in each category?
Kind of. Not 5 minutes, I think, each category.
Yeah, so it's not even that. So it's over pretty quickly. So it's good that you actually like the process, because that's where all the time is put in.
Yeah, I like the process. And then I think that being on the stage for me is, I'm a winner. Only for being on that stage where it can be anyone there. What happens in the end happens. I always won. Look, that I have, I always won, but even if I don't won, I'm already a winner being there, because I know all the sacrifice that I'm doing, like all the athletes, the process, the fact that you're feeling all these things, the goals that you are chasing. It's a beautiful process. I like it. As I told I'm going on the stage and I'm having fun always.
Yeah. And the thing about that with some athletes, they don't have that right kind of attitude. And when you can't have fun doing what you're doing, it kind of ruins it. It changes that, you know?
Yeah, it's a little bit sad. You know, I saw the athletes that they are in competition. It's normal being in competition with other persons or... but it's more a competition with you, with yourself. For me, it's a competition with me. Yeah. I want to see me, how strong I am, how determined I am. The rest of all, for me, they are friends. They are having fun right there. Yeah, it's about the attitude. A lot of people are suffering because they are not winning things. But... for my point of view, it don't have to be like this, because it's another thing.
Well, and the thing about it is, you're looking at it from the right perspective. Because I saw too many times when athletes, they always thought they were, you know, they're being robbed because of politics, and there's always excuses. And it, you know, why are they doing it? You know, at that point.
Yeah.
So it's actually good that you, I think it's a very smart way to look at it. So how did you learn about nutrition?
I studied about nutrition. I studied all the things about the training, the workouts. But when I started the preparation for the competition, I saw that it's all another thing. It's not like... working out normal in the gym. All that I know about the nutrition and the workouts for the bodybuilders, I know for my coach, because working with my coach, I'm not doing only the workout in that moment. I'm learning a lot. For me, it's a thought.
Do they have as a personal trainer? Are you certified in your as a trainer or not? Certification for trainer?
You can work in the gym if you don't have the qualification for working out with the people. Yeah.
Okay. And then when I know that right now everybody's in quarantine, but when you're now, when the gyms open up again, do you work at a certain gym, and do you work as a personal trainer inside that gym?
I'm Yeah, I'm working as a personal trainer, but not in one gym. In a lot of gyms. Depends. The person, where are living. I'm going near to them, or they are coming to me in my gym.
Yeah. How do you get your clientele? Do you advertise, or do people just see you and they come up and they want to know? Yeah.
People just see me. In fact, the fact that I'm working also now being in quarantine is because of the titles, because my work, these things are very important for an athlete, for a personal trainer. Because the people are seeing you, they want to be like you, the girls, they want to be like you.
Yeah. Well, you're your best advertisement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. So when you work inside of a gym there, do you have to give a portion or a certain amount of what you make to the gym to be able to train in the gym?
I didn't understand. Sorry.
Okay, so it's okay. When you work inside these various gyms, do you have to, does the client pay you, or do they pay the gym and the gym pays you a percentage?
No. The client pays the gym and then pays me as a personal trainer. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. And then how many clients, like when you're normally doing your, when you're out working in gyms, how many clients do you have at that point?
I have a lot. I have 6-7 per day. I work with one person. I don't like working in group. Working with 3-5 persons. I'm kind of a one-to-one personal trainer.
Yeah, one-on-one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And so far since you've been training or competing, is there a show that you've liked the most?
I like all the shows because... the preparation is different. I'm learning a lot of new things in only preparation. About the countries where I go to compete, I meet a lot of people. For example, the most people from America, I don't meet them in Romania, for example. There are few that they are coming there. I like all the competitions, all the posts, all the countries. I don't have. I think that my favorite it's World Cup in Los Angeles because it was the first time when I came in America was. The moment that I meet Charles Glass, he's my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's my favorite one. Is the moment when I go and I train myself to the Gold's Gym. And I meet a lot of people that I was following on Instagram, on YouTube. I think, I like the most the World Cup from Los Angeles, but not the competition, but all the things that I did in that moment when I came there.
Yeah. I know Charles Glass actually pretty well. when in the late 1980s, I used to live down in Venice Beach, and I used to train at Gold's Gym, so I know exactly what you're talking about. And Charles Glass is still there. I see him. Because I go down there. I live about 200 miles. Yeah, I live about 200 miles away from Los Angeles. But he's been down there forever. Doing personal training. Did you get a chance to work with him?
Not yet. Because I met him also in 2018. Also last year I met him. But I was like running to a competition, another competition. Then before the competition, I didn't, how to tell you, I was doing only cardio because training legs or before the competition wasn't a good thing for me. But I said that this year, if I will come in America, for sure I will train with him because... he's my favorite one. I admire him a lot. Yeah, I want to do a workout with him. I hadn't time when I came because when I came, I was like I had the first competition in Los Angeles, and then I have to go in Las Vegas for Natural Olympia.
Yeah.
And then from Las Vegas.
The world was a week before the Olympia, right?
Yeah, yeah. Also last year with the Universe, the same thing. Was the Universe at Hermosa City. And then I had to go to Las Vegas for Natural Olympia.
Yeah. I understand that the in Romania this year, they're having a competition, correct?
Yeah. They had, because it's cancelled. It's not this year. It won't be in June. It had to be.
They canceled it? They already canceled it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah, they canceled a lot of stuff. This is my first year back into the industry after being out of the industry for a while. And I had planned, I planned to go to South Africa, and that got canceled. And then I was going to go to Romania. I didn't know they canceled Romania too, huh?
Yeah. They canceled it. Yes.
Man. When are they going to, do you know when they're going to actually, are they going to have the Olympia still this year?
I don't know yet. I don't know that. I hope they do. They will have the competition. I hope. And I hope that this thing will finish quickly, because it's hard also for us, for the international athletes to come in America, because we can't afford to come to America for the competition, because of these things. We have to pay bills,
we don't have awful.
To work,
Yeah.
I hope that it will be fine in the end. I don't know what to tell. And then I hope that the international athletes, will be able to come in America. I heard that America will be closed even after this. Will be closed for the people from Europe.
I don't know.
To come there.
Yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
Voices.
Yeah, it's hard to say what's going to happen, but I know it's affecting a lot of people in a lot of ways. It's actually kind of scary, because Los Angeles is very big, and when you take a look at down in Los Angeles, it's like nobody's there. Everybody's inside, and it's strange. Is it like that in Italy where you're
strange.
At too? Is it like that in Italy right now too?
Yeah, in Italy it's like this since 8 March.
Yeah, it sounded pretty bad
empty.
There for a while. Yeah, scary.
It's empty. It's scary, and it's also sad.
It is sad.
I'm living on the sea. I can't go on the sea.
Are they letting you
they
out of that? You
us.
Can act. Can you go out and go to the beach at all, or do you have to stay inside?
No. We have to stay inside, and we can go outside only for the storms. For buying food or farms, kind of things, but it's all closed.
I wanted to ask you about your diet. When you in the off season, does your diet change very much compared to when you're in pre-contest?
Yeah. For example, I can eat all the things that I want on my bulking. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I'm doing my off season a little bit wrong, because I like the pizza a lot. I like the sweets, the candies. Yeah.
Yeah.
This. It's for 1-2 weeks after the competition, and then I return to my normal life, not dieting like I'm doing in my preparation. But I am also fortunate, because my body is I don't get fat.
Yeah,
I don't
how many
get fat.
Kilos? What's your off season weight? Your kilos? How much do you weigh?
64, kind of. That's 64.
Okay, so that's in your off season, correct?
Yeah, my off season, and then in the competition, I arrive at 54, kind of 10 kilos.
So so you stay pretty close to your competition weight.
Yeah.
Okay, now as far as protein is concerned, do you eat much protein?
I eat in this moment. I eat more proteins, a lot of fruits.
And how many calories? Do you know how many calories you take in?
No, but I think that I'm in cal deficit. I think because I'm I have my weight. It's normal. Also, I see this morning I saw that I have 500 grams under my weight body. Uh-huh. And I think I'm in a deficit. I think, but okay. I don't count the calories. The things that I'm working with, they are the mirror and the balance. This okay. is the things that, I don't count the calories.
That's interesting because, you know, when I was coming through, it was all about calories. We counted all the calories. And so then what you'd have to do then, you really pay close attention to how you look and then make your adjustments based on that. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's correct because I think I don't like the things that are stressing me. For me, counting the calories and doing these things, it's another thing that I don't need in this moment. I want to be happy. I want to be relaxed. And in the moment that I start to count the calories and watch all the things, I started to be stressed, and I don't like this thing. Okay. I look in the mirror. I look in the things that I'm eating. I'm looking. I'm searching the clear things to eat. I don't eat salt. I don't eat sweet candies. I don't eat it. But I'm good like this.
What about cardio? What do you do for cardio?
Cycling I'm doing, and uh-huh. I'm going to a walk on my. Do you see? Things here in the room. Yeah.
Oh, your treadmill. you have a treadmill and a bike.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
A spinning bike. As a cardio, I like a lot doing spinning because I put the music and I start to doing my cardio.
Okay. Yeah. Also, and now, have you always had this personality where you're you're very positive. You're very energetic. Have you always been like this?
Yeah. I'm always like this. And the same time, I'm like, oh my God, how can I be like this? I'm afraid of me because I'm very energetic. I'm very positive. Positive. I don't know if I have to say this word right now. Positive. I'm very optimistic girl. Yeah. I enjoy life. Yeah. I like living, and I enjoy every moment of my life.
Okay, so what's next for you? What's your next adventure? What's your next goals once this all this clears away? What's your next adventure or adventure? What do you want to do?
I want to continue to competing. I wanted to do Ironman magazine. It was it will be 30 July, if uh-huh. I'm not wrong. I don't know if I'll be able to come there, but we'll see the next competitions. That will be Universe. I would love to do again the Universe at New York. It's Miss and Mr. America at New Jersey at October. Uh-huh. And it will be at November Natural Olympia. I don't know what it will be.
I was looking at your bio, and it looks like you've competed in a lot of competitions. How many competitions have you competed in?
Six competitions in 2 years.
Okay. Now, as far as, maybe it's too much for you to look so far ahead, but I know you want to keep competing in competitions. But is there something that do you think that this is your lifestyle? Because it's been my lifestyle for 38 years. I started out as a personal trainer, and I competed like what you're doing. And then I went ahead and I opened up training studios. At one time, I had six of them going. Now I just have one. Do you see yourself maybe having your own business, or do you think that you're happy doing what you're doing, being a personal trainer, helping people and competing, or do you have bigger or different goals?
No, I have bigger and different goals. Yeah, for the moment, I enjoy the moment. My body is able to still compete, to still prepare for the competitions.
Yeah,
I know that kind of I can do this for 3 or 4 years, because I'll grow up, I will need my own business, I'll have to do my money, I will make a family, who knows, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can compete for all my life. Maybe I will stop with this, and then I will return competing kind of one competition a year, or one competition on 2-3 years. I don't know. Yeah. But no, doing this, competing all my life, no, because I know what it means, this thing.
Yeah.
Being this sport is, for me, I don't know, it's very, how to tell you, I don't, in this moment, no. When I start to compete, I don't have friends, I don't have family, I don't have nothing, because I'm focused what, it's not fair for nobody, yeah. I can't live my life like this, being alone, chasing goals and preparing and competing, because, yeah.
It's very difficult.
Have to be alone.
Yeah, it's very difficult. I've been... And it makes it a little bit easier when you have somebody that understands, that maybe competes. And, yeah. But otherwise, I understand what you're saying. You get very consumed by it. It's a very me type of sport. And so I think you understand that at some point you may have to make an adjustment, especially if you want to have a family.
Yeah. In fact, I left my family for doing this. I see my family once a year, because I choose I choose this, but it can be like this forever, because I understand, and then find the person that understand this is difficult, because it's hard to understand.
Yes.
A bodybuilder lifestyle is difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have
any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I have a sister. She's bigger than me. In fact, now 2 weeks ago, I started working out also with her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I took her as a puppy. Yeah, and she's bigger, but she's like, it's difficult. I can't do this.
Yeah, has she ever worked out before?
No. She's like kind of also. She is very optimistic, positive. She's a very happy person, but she's like with Zumba kind of this training workouts. We're different. Yeah, we're different. And she told me that she couldn't make this, because it's difficult. Yeah, most people. I saw that there are a lot of people that are training. Are trying to do this, but at a point they are like, stop, I can't do this anymore. Right. I'm not able to do this. I don't want to spend so much. I don't want to work all my life for doing competition. It's a sacrifice from all the points of view. Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? Life is full of sacrifices. That's how life is.
Yeah, life is full of sacrifices, and then I wanted to say about this this sport, this bodybuilding, it's all about this only sacrifices.
Yeah,
only sacrifices that you are doing here. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. So now let's just say that you have a family, you have kids. So when you have kids, are you gonna suggest that they go into the sport of bodybuilding? Or not bodybuilding, but you know, like what you do, fitness, and are you going to get them started and have them go in the gym and weight train and all that? Do you want them to go down that path, or are you going to have them go down a different path?
I think different sports I will choose for them. Mm-hmm. Because I will choose different sports to live, to can live with the sport and making also the money. Kind of, I don't know, if I will have a baby boy, I will make him a soccer player or a tennis player. Because yeah. But if he or she likes this sport, I will be for them always.
I was going to say, I have two boys. They're they're older now.
Go ahead.
But they've always been in the gym. They started in the gym at the age of 10 years old. And now, even when they're older, because they were in the gym at a very young age, they still work out. They still like the lifestyle. They don't do any bodybuilding, but they are active and they go to the gym all the time. It's because they learned that as a very young age.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I was talking about going with them to the gym, doing workouts, kind of this. I don't know. It's tell them to go to compete, because I know what it means. If they are able to do this, I will be with them. But if they are not, I will be like, okay, go ahead, let's work out, but go and work in another place, yeah. Because you have to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
To leave. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so do you think you'll ever...
It's beautiful. I enjoy this lifestyle.
Do you think that you'll ever own your own business, like a gym or anything?
I will, yeah. In the future, I will, because I like this lifestyle. I work a lot to... I worked a lot to arrive here. I made a lot of sacrifices. Yeah. I'm talking a lot. Yeah,
that's okay.
And I want to do something in this. I want to do something in the future in this ambient. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, in the industry. In this industry.
I want to continue in this industry. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
In the industry. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I'll tell you what, one of the things that I... Go ahead. We have a delay, so sometimes I'm interrupting you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Don't worry. It's my internet connection. It's a little bit strange here. Yeah.
That's
I forgot what I wanted to tell you.
I'll tell you. And when I started doing personal training in 1982, that seems like a long time ago. You probably weren't even born then.
No.
No. There was no one. I'm going to leave you with this information. There was no one doing personal training when I started. I was the first one in my area to do personal training. You could find a trainer in L.A. and San Francisco, but in my area, there was no one, in my town especially. And you know something? I loved it so much that it didn't matter. I wanted to follow my dream. And I think this is how you're going to be, okay?
Yeah.
I followed my dream, and because people asked me, how are you going to make a living doing personal training? And I said, I don't know yet, but I figured it out. And you know what? It turned out to be a great thing for me. And again, you know, I've had my own businesses with the gyms that I've had. And now I'm at an older age now, and I'm still in the industry, because now what I do is I have all this experience from all these years of doing this, and now I can help teach other people. And that's a good thing, because you know something, when you can be at my age and still love what you're doing, there's something to be said for that. And I think that's what's going to happen to you.
I think so. But you don't know, in this moment, I don't call them dreams. I don't have dreams anymore. My dream was to meet Charles Glass.
Okay.
That was my dream, to meet him. The fact that I meet him two times made me think that in my life, I can't have dreams anymore. I can have goals, but not dreams.
Oh, okay.
Because, I can't, I'm like, my goal this year is doing this. If I can make it this year, I will make it next year or maybe next year. Yeah. I don't have dreams anymore because all the things that I dreamed happened.
Great.
And now I have only goals. I'm like, I can live without goals and objective. Do you know what I mean?
Goals. Yes, I do know what you mean.
Yeah. I'm living for the goals. If I don't have a goal this year, I feel that I don't live. I don't feel well.
Right.
No. Yeah. I arrive at that point. I'm touching my goal. And then next day, I have another goal. I'm living for goals.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's a good, that's a good way to be. You know, it keeps you alive. You're full of life.
In fact, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a reason anyway, for living. Yeah.
I understand. I still love getting up in the morning and going. I have one gym. I'm at my gym right now. And I've been coming here I've been in the gym business now for 38 years. And I get up every morning at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I go to the gym.
At four.
I'm at the gym at four. And I will continue to do that. It's a lifestyle for me, and I've loved it every minute of the day. You know, so I understand where you're coming from. Hey, listen, I hope that you and I can meet someday. I mean, I didn't meet you at the Olympia, but maybe it doesn't look like this year unless it's towards the end of the year. But maybe one day we'll meet each other and we'll have a nice conversation.
We will for sure. I promise. I will do my best. I will come in America and I will search for you. I promise. This is another goal. I'm like, hey, coronavirus, I have to change my goals this year. You better end now because I have things to do.
That's funny.
Yeah.
If you ever come out this way, just you can reach me on Instagram. Just let me know. I'm not too far away from Los Angeles, and it would be nice meeting you. You have a very lovely personality. I'm glad that you came on the show.
Thank you so much. And I told you, for sure we will meet each other, and for sure we'll have a great conversation. Yeah.
Sounds good.
If you can came in Los Angeles, I will came at your gym because I want to see new places.
We'll do that. Listen, you have a nice day, and I hope you get out of quarantine here pretty soon.
Thank you so much. So was you. Thank you so much. We will. Right. It will be fine.
All right,
thank you.
All right, Maria. You take care, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming on. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.